Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Nun Beis Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simon Shin Pei Beis. Yesterday we began Sif Yud Dalet. The Mechaber taught us over there that if a person acquired the rights to the courtyard from the worker of a non-Jewish person, his Schiro or Lakito, so he said that as long as they're working over there, the selling of those rights was acceptable. But in a stam situation, im sochro mimenu stam, kiven shesilko nisbata l'schiris, the Mechaber concluded that if the rental of those rights was for an unspecified period of time, the rental will only work while those schiro or lakito, those workers, are employed. So today we begin with the Ramah at the very top of the Omud, and he tells us, Hagah, v'hu hadin im sochru migizbar hamelech. The same halacha would apply if the non-Jewish person who they rented from was working for the government over here. He was from the gizbar hamelech. V'nistalik ligamri min hamelech. And if he's no longer employed by the government in that situation, he can't act on their behalf. So in a stam situation where it wasn't rented or acquired for a specified period of time, so it's only as good as during his term of employment. And as soon as he's no longer employed by the Gizbar HaMelech, so then the acquisition of those rights in the Chotzer are null and void, and they'll have to go and acquire them again from somebody new in the Gizbar, somebody new in the government who had the rights as an employee to go and sell the rights to the Jewish people so they can carry on Shabbos when they make their Erev Chatzeris. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Zayin, this is allowed even in the situation where the worker keeps the money to himself. We don't say he must give the money to the government. The mistama in hamelech machbid al dover zeh. He brings out from the Magen Avraham that the government doesn't care about these small little financial benefits that the workers get. And in this situation, even though he doesn't give it over to the government, it's not a problem. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, he says the same thing applies even to a schir and a loket, that if they don't give the money to the non-Jewish person who they're working for, the rental rights are still acquired by the Jewish people in that setting, and they're allowed to carry there on Shabbos. Again, we stress this is all a din derabbanon based upon a chumrah that the rabbis instituted over here. There really is no sale that is essential. Nobody is really being cheated out of here of money that is due to them. This was an additional rabbinical injunction that the rabbis instituted so that we shouldn't feel comfortable living amongst the goyim and learn from their ways. The issue footnote number 76 adds over here, Va'avsha gizbar no teles chal liatzmo, even though the gizbar person is taking the money for himself, mikol makom im hischalef hagizbar ein haschiris misbateles. In a non-specified term, so then the rights are abrogated right away. But if it's a specified term, so then even though it's now somebody else, so the halachic status of the original rental acquisition from the non-Jewish worker still applies over here. He brings down two reasons from the Beis Yosef. We'll look at the second one over here. Whole who dumei haschiris einon olim l'sach godol. It's not really a large amount over here. V'gam means a dover sha'ola alev hamelech shavo liskoris rishus b'derech zu. The king isn't really interested in the couple of bucks that they're getting for this fulfillment of this rabbinic injunction over here. U'minog hamelochim shemishor sehem v'gizbereihem zochim d'varim u'otim. It's the government's custom. It's the halacha that if the local officer makes a little bit of money on the side on some rights that he has, the government gives it to them, and it's not expected that that should go into the king's pocket, into the treasury. And therefore, and it's as if in this situation that the king actually got it and then returned it to the officer, and therefore, so you're really acquiring it from the shulchan of the melech. He brings down from the Elyar Rabba, Shemashma should be schar, bishar schir v'lokit, zorchli tenis meser v'slodon. That the simple understanding would be that in a normal situation, when it's not talking about the gizbar, that the non-Jewish person's workers don't have the right to keep this money for themselves. They have to give it to the non-Jewish person that they're working for. Vim lokeach osam asochir v'lokit liatzo, and if they in fact pocket the money themselves, tolu yadin b'shnei atamin shavia beis yosef. So then it's dependent over here on whether we think it's something that is stealing or whether we think that this is something that is normally given over by the king to the local officer. According to the first time that it's talking about really stealing, so then this would apply to a socher elokit. According to the second reasoning, so then you're only allowed to be makel over here in the gizbar melech, v'lo b'chol socher elokit. Ladina, Yerab Paskins over here, lakula. But the Mishmur continues and he says, V'kosu achronim delav davka gizbar. The achronim say that this halacha applies not only to the gizbar, Elohuddin kol eved me avodov haktanim. This applies to any one of the ketanim avodim. Now, what does it mean over here, ketanim avodim? So, Dirshu footnote number 77 says it's not talking about children under the age of bar mitzvah. It's talking about somebody with a minor role. Shas tafkideim ketanim. So, a minor officer. The ein kavanaso l'ketanim mamish. And it doesn't really mean over here a katan. So, in all of these situations, even a minor official over here, you have the right to acquire the rights to the yard from the non-Jewish minor officer. The logar misriru lakito, he's not going to be worse than any typical worker. The ayin lekamen in simin shin sade alf sif kot nyudches mishnah brura mashe kosam v'sham. These details will be discussed more over there. Mishnah brura sif kot memches tells us that if the person is no longer employed, so then all of these rules apply. If it was for a set specified time, so then it continues till the end of that specified time. If it wasn't for a set specified time, once he's no longer the employee of the gizbar, so then the sriris has to be redone. Therefore, the Mishbur says, "Ulkach yesh lizor lechatchila shelo liskor stoma mistarir o mimishar sov rak al zman." Therefore, he says to get around this problem, never do it for an unspecified amount of time, because the people may come and go in their employment for the gizbar, and then you're going to run into trouble. So he says it's much better to do it for a specified amount of time, and therefore it goes until the end of the specified amount of time, regardless of whether that person is employed or not any longer by the gizbar. Because if you don't do this, so then suddenly the guy that you rented it from, he loses his job or he switches to a different employer, and all of a sudden you have to go redo the rental. Vishirasman, how long can you do it for? So he says, Hiskimu harbi achronim diyuchol liskor alzman oroch for rov. You can do this for a very long period of time, according to the achronim. So you have an officer that you rented from for a long, long period of time. The Sharet Zion in Os Mem Ches says, so if you do it forever, it's a permanent rental acquisition, right? And it would last forever. And then even if that person were to die, since you had a specified period of time, albeit a very, very long one, it would still be in effect. However, the Mishmur says, "Ach lechatchila tov shelo liskor rak ad esrim shana." He says, however, it's preferable not to do it for this forever type of a time, but one should do it for a specified period of time, he says, up until 20 years. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot Memtes, this is based upon a tshuva from the base Shlomo. Now, in Dirshu footnote number 79, he discusses this further, and he brings down that the source over here from the tshuva's base Shlomo is based upon a tshuva from the Bach. They normally would rent it for 50 years. Because more than a 50-year rental sounds silly. It means it's a game, it's a farce, and therefore, up to 50 years, that's a reasonable amount of time. He brings down from the Chacham Tzvi, Shahacham Tzvi, Pikpik Lomar, Kishikisochrim, Migizbar Melech, Tol Rach Siris, Lishon Olshnosnayim. He brings down from the Chuvas Rashba that the period of time should not be for a very long period of time, because beyond that period of time, they're going to be makbid. Up until that period of time, they're not going to be makbid. He brings down from the Beis Shlomo further, Sheish Liskor Rak Ad Esrim Shana, therefore, to compromise, so to say, between this 1 and 2 years and 50 years, so he came up with a 20-year period of time, Shad Shir Zman Zeh, Yeish Shlomo Shamelech Eno Makbid Al Skiris HaGizbor. Mistama, he's not going to be makbid for a 20-year period of time. He brings down, however, from Sheil Shuvah Sefer Yoshua, in the name of the Ramban, only a 10-year rental is appropriate, and the Shelus of Chuvas Ginas Vrodin brings down so you can do it Liskor Lemeya Shana. I would add, as an aside, you have many of the rentals nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, they were 99-year rentals, and now some of them are coming to the end of the rental period of time. It's actually causing a number of legal questions and issues. In any event, one is allowed to do this for a longer period of time, and we just saw several different opinions as to what this longer period of time is allowed to consist of. The Ramah continues and he says, Avolim lo silko rak min hagizboros. But if this government employee is just no longer in his current role, adayin ochel pras hamelech, but he's still working for the government, in that situation, adayin mikri schiru lakito, he's still considered a government employee for this sale, but yuchal liskor mimenu, and you can still use him, since he's in the employee of the government still, to go and acquire the land rights. And therefore, v'lochein, gam schiras harishon adayin kaim. And in this situation, you don't have to do a new rental now because he's still considered a government employee, so it's not considered like his nistalik legamre min hamelech, and therefore the original rental that you did from him is still in effect. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Memtes explains, hatam, adayin hu bichlal memune hamelech u'mishar sod. He's still considered in the employment of the king, and is one of the officers of the king, because he's still getting funds from the king. And the Chofetz Chaim says, look in the Bir Halacha, I'm in the Bir Halacha, and if you look in Dibra Maskel, Adayin Ocho Pras HaMelech, he explains, Da'av Shenistalek HaGizbor V'Nismana Acher Al Makomo, even though he's no longer in that job, De'bevadeh in Lo'akhsho Shov Shilton Al Ho'arroyos, and therefore he really doesn't have any responsibility over that yard. Nevertheless, Apilu Hochi, Kivon Shemakabel Adayin Pras HaMelech, since he's still in the government employ, Choshev Ka'abdi HaMelech, he's considered still like a servant of the king, V'Yichol Lisko Rishos Mimenu, and the original rent, as well as even renting a new thing from him, would still work. Because we're not mocked with it, he actually literally has to have the rights over that area. Since the king has the rights over there, and this is one of his workers, he's essentially functioning as a schiro lukito of the king, and therefore it's still good. Therefore, the Chofetz Chaim asks, "Vim kein sorech iyun mizeh al chayyodim." There's a famous chayyodim over here. He says that we have to look into because it's a little bit unclear. Because the chayyodim says the ain liskor harishus mipikidei achayil mipnei she'ain lehem rishus al ear. He says you can't go and acquire the rights from soldiers because they don't really have rishus on the ear. And you have to acquire it from the local police, v'rak misori ha-palitzia, but not from the soldiers, from the local police. But based upon what we just said, why should there be a hakpad on this? Dalo al-koponim pekidei achayel abdi ha-melechem, because the soldiers are also servants of the king, u'mekabli pras, they're being paid. V'adirabba, adifa mi-gizbor, they're even better than the gizbor, shenestalik, because they could be removed, shen lo shum sherus ato v'rak shemekabli pras. The other people are just getting a pension or getting some sort of employment stuff from the government, but have nothing to do with this as opposed to the soldiers. V'lomol yiskru mehen. And therefore, the Chofetz Chaim doesn't understand why the Chayyadim said soldiers, no, you have to rent it from the police. Bottom line is, however, the Chofetz Chaim says, "B'chozos niru l'aniyos dati she'en litchos divrei chayyadim." He says, despite his difficulties with chayyadim's psak, he says we shouldn't push it aside over here. And he says, "The inyan schiru l'kito she'cholin liskor mimenu whom neshiyesh lo rishush l'stamis of bayis b'chotzer adonoh." The whole understanding is that he does have some rishus over there. And in a situation where the person really doesn't have any rishus, so then it's somewhat problematic. And he brings down the Dirshu footnote number 81. This is also the opinion that Shelos Hachuv is Sholom Meshiv. She'ev Sholiskor Mischir V'Lokit Rakim Yesh Lozuchus Hishtamshus Biosu Chotzer V'chein Dasa Chazonish. So it's not so simple that the Chayyadim is wrong, because even though we're makel to allow the Sochir V'Lokit, even if they don't have full oversight there, but they should have really some oversight of that area. And in this situation, the police do and the soldiers don't. At the end of this Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim says, "Miu kol zeh l'inyan liskor mimenu l'chatchila." That which we're having the discussion over here is a l'chatchila. Should you or should you not do this? Aval l'inyan she is batil mashi hiski b'shor shoy gizbar. But in our case, where the guy once was the gizbar and now he's no longer the gizbar, afshelo hiski l'zman rak b'stama, even though it was only a stam engagement and not for a specified period of time, here we can certainly follow the more makeup psak of the Ramah. V'yishloma the afal pisha silko amelech mios gizbar mikomokom in rotz levato ma'isim shosu mikvar. Even though he isn't in this situation, still functioning over here as the gizbar, but we can assume that the original actions that he did are still in effect, and as long as he's still receiving some sort of a employment from the king, then one can rely upon the Mormekel opinion that the original schiris over here is still in effect. The issue footnote number 80 has one interesting additional dik over here from the Shelos Hachuvos Kinyan Torah. He brings down the name of the Pischa Zuta, Shechayil Shenivtza Be'es Milchamto. If a soldier is wounded and is now just getting a pension, he's no longer even employed as a soldier, but since he's still getting his pension, Nechshav L'Schiro L'Kitu Shel HaMelech, he's still considered an employee of the king, and one could, in fact, according to the opinion, say you can use a chayil, would be able to go and rent the rights in this courtyard from him, acting on behalf of the king still, and therefore the rest of the Jewish people would be able to make an Erev Chatzeros and carry over there. Very interesting, Psak Halacha. We have to go weiter. Sif Tesvav. Im Yisrael v'ein Yehudi dor mevayis achas. The Mechaber tells us that if a Yid and a non-Jew are dwelling in the same house, so tzorich l'iskor me'ein Yehudi ulor avim Yisrael. So then you have to do both things over here. You have to acquire the rights from the non-Jewish person, and the Yid that's living over there has to participate in the Erev Chatzeros. Otherwise, you won't be able to carry in this courtyard. The Ramah adds, Hagah, im yesh l'chol echad dira b'fnei atzmo, if each of them has their own separate place, their own separate apartment, then or the same thing would apply with two non-Jewish people living together in the same apartment, but each of them has their own separate area, so then in these situations you'd have to go and acquire from either both of the non-Jews, or if it's a Jew and a non-Jew, you have to acquire from each of them in their respective ways. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Nun Perish. He's explaining the Ein Shum Echad Mehem Rashon Lishtamis Becheder Hamiyuchad L'Chavero. They're talking here about a situation where each of them has their own separate room, and each one does not have the rights in the other room. V'Domi Lo Hashikosav Mechabel El Siv Yudgim. Well, this is what we learned in yesterday's Shir. V'Yichad Lo Makom Lo Havikisir L'Kito. If you go and give him a separate area, then he's no longer considered like your Sachir or Lokit. Then Yochel Haskir Avur Balabais. Then he doesn't have the right. He's not acting in a shutvus with the balabais. So here we're talking as well that they each have their separate area. So in this situation, Sifkat Nun Aleph wrote Shalomar, Bechadorim Miyuchodim L'chol Echad, when each of them has their own room, they are considered two separate entities. Ha'idorim B'shutvus B'chol Abayis, but if they both have equal rights throughout the house, oh, Afilo M'chulakim B'chol Abayis, or even if they're separate in most of the house, Rak B'cheder Echad Yesh Rishus L'shtein L'shtamishbo, but at least in one area they both have equal rights, then Ein Tzarich Lizkor Rak Me'echad Mehem. Then they're considered like one and not like two separate entities. U'kidel B'sif Yud Gimel, and you just have to rent from one of the two non-Jewish people in that situation. V'hari Poskim Cholkim Adivir Ravah. However, there are many Poskim, and in Sif Katan Nun Aleph in the Shaar Tzion, he brings down a whole list of Achronim that disagree with the Ramah. According to these achronim, afilu mishtamshim biyachad b'chol hachadorim, even if they use all the chadorim together, lo mikra yisrael sochir v'lokit. In this situation, the yisrael is not considered the sochir v'lokit, v'tzorich lizkor min akum dafka, and you have to go and acquire it from the akum over here, and not just rely upon the Jewish person, the chayim b'seifa b'shnei akum. And likewise, in the case with the two akums, nami tzorich lizkor mishneim dafka, you'd have to acquire it from both of them. Why? What's the reasoning? So the Mishnah Berurah says, v'tam, to lo tiknu chacham diye yodo kiyad balabayis, the only time that they considered that they're acting on behalf of the other person, of the balabais over there, is when you're a sochir lokit. The nigrar achor, then you're pulled after him, so to say. Avo, but if they're two separate partners over here, then you can't just combine them together. Because each of them has an equal say, so to say, an equal rights. Nobody's subordinate to the other. So in this situation, you'd have to go and acquire it from both of them. And this is explained further by the Ritva in Dirshu footnote number 83. It's only when you're coming on behalf of the Nochri, then you can go and act on his behalf. They're not acting one on behalf of the other. You can't force the other one to do this. Siftes Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Im yesh leino Yehudi chamisha schirim o lekitim Yisraelim dorm beveso, if the non-Jewish person has five workers or five gatherers over here that are Jewish that are living in his house, ein dirasam kashuva dira shiasru ze'al ze'. Then they don't ruin it for each other as if there were five separate dwellers over here. As the Ramah says, Dischirus shel eino Yehudi eino oser im sachro mi bal habayis. And the word shouldn't be over here, the schiris, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nun Hei, he tells us, to sofer hu, tzorech lomar uschiro, the worker over here, v'rot zolomar, the im sachu b'nei achotzer v'shus min ha'akum, if you go and rent from the akum, in tzorech liskor min ha'sachir v'lokit, then you don't have to go rent from the individuals that are also working for him. Beinim hu yisrael o akum, this is true whether they're Jewish or not Jewish. O milsa b'shitu, this is obvious. El defima adekaimlon de achshevinu l'dirasim, but since you might have thought that they considered separate diras over here, shesokhir min ha'rishus v'chanal, so hav amin, I might have thought, havi kishnei akum, you might have thought that this would be similar to the din that we just learned. You have to acquire from each one of them, the chanel, as we've explained. Therefore, kamash v'lon, the lekula aminon v'lo l'chumra. That over here, we say this over here as a kula, and we don't go l'chumra. Let's better understand what the case is over here by looking in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot Nun Beis. We're talking here b'chadorim miyuchodim l'kol echad b'fnei atzmo. Each of them has a separate dira over here living in the house of the non-Jewish person. So, Sivkot Nun Gimel, the af al gav de'ach shvinu rabbonu l'dirosom v'nasim kibolim al yodim l'haskir orshus. Even though in this situation they could act as a socher or locket and go and acquire the rights for the rest of the Jewish people on behalf of the non-Jewish person. In this situation, we do consider them acting on his behalf. Lo omru el lahakil. As we just pointed out, this is only a kula over here. We allow this lakula, but we don't apply it lechumra. So we don't consider them separate as five separate individuals in regards to this din, except in regards to the din of acquiring the rights of the non-Jewish person, each of them is considered a sacher lahakil. Avaloshi dirosim chashuva dira, shiasru zeh al zeh, kishlo ervu. But we wouldn't consider them separate entities over here, that if they didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, that they would ruin it one for the other. The Be'emes ain't dirosim yuchedislam, because in fact, their dira is not really their dira. Sharia akum yeshlo rishusbam. The akum owns it, and he has the rights over there, he could kick him out anytime he wanted. Therefore, Lamaisa, we only apply this lakula that any one of the five people over here could be the one to go and sell the rights of the non-Jewish person, but we don't consider them as five separate individuals in regards to ruining it for an Erev Chatzeros as Jewish people. Finally, Sifkot Nun Dalad, the Mishpah says, Huadin Shein Osher and Albani Achotzer, they wouldn't ruin it for everybody else as well. They don't have to participate in Erev Chatzeros because it's not really theirs. With this, we conclude today's shir.